Translation of Purport by His Divine Grace Sri Srimati Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. The efficient cause of this material world manifests with as many varieties as the eternal original tree is you, O Lord. You are also the maintainer of this material world. And after annihilation, you are the one in whom everything is conserved. Those who are covered with by your external energy cannot see you behind these manifestations, but theirs is not the vision of learned devotees. Purport. Various demigods, beginning from Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, and even Vishnu, are supposed to be the creator, maintainer, and annihilator of this material world, but actually they are not so. The fact is that everything is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, manifested in varieties of energy. Ekam evadvitiyam Brahma. There is no second existence. Those who are tuli vipaschid, learned, are those who have reached the platform of understanding and observing the Supreme Personality of Godhead in any condition of life. Premanjana churita bhakti vilochanena santasadaivaridayeshu balokayanti. From Brahma Samhita, Chapter 5, verse 38. Learned devotees accept even conditions of distress as representing the presence of the Lord, Supreme Lord. When a devotee is in distress, he sees that the Lord has appeared in his distress just to relieve or purify the devotee from the contamination of the material world. While one is within this material world, one is in various conditions. And therefore, a devotee sees a condition of distress as but another feature of the Lord. Tat tenu kampam susamek shamano. Bhagavatam 10.14.8. A devotee therefore regards distress as a great favor of the Lord because he understands that he is being cleansed of contamination. Tesham aham samudartam ritu samsara sagarat. From Bhagavad Gita chapter 12 verse 7. The parents in distress is a negative process intended to give the devotee relief from this material world, which is called mrityu samsara, or the constant repetition of birth and death. To save a surrendered soul from repeated birth and death, the Lord purifies him of contamination by offering him a little distress. This cannot be understood by a non-devotee, but a devotee can see this because he is vipaschit, or learned. A non-devotee, therefore, is perturbed in distress. But a devotee sometimes welcomes distress as another feature of the Lord. Sarvam kalavidam brahma. The devotee can see that there is only the Supreme Personality of Godhead and no second entity. Ekam eva dvitiya. There is only the Lord who presents himself in different energies. Persons who are not in real knowledge think that the Brahma, that Brahma is the creator, Vishnu is the maintainer, and Shiva is the annihilator, and that the different demigods are intended to fulfill diverse energies. Persons who are not in real knowledge think that the Brahma is the creator, Vishnu is the maintainer, and Shiva is the annihilator, and that the different demigods are intended to fulfill the diverse purposes. Thus they create diverse purpose and worship various demigods to have these purposes fulfilled. Kamastastha rita jnana prabhadyante anya devata. A devotee therefore knows that these various demigods are but different parts of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and that these parts need not be worshipped. As the Lord says in Bhagavad Gita 9.23, Yeyapi anya devata bhakta yajante sharadanvata teyapi mame vakunteya yajanta vidipurvakam. Whatever a man may sacrifice to other gods, the son of Kunti, is really meant for me alone, but it is offered without true understanding. End quote. There is no need to worship the demigods, for this is a vidhi, not an order. Simply by surrendering oneself at the lotus feet of Krishna, one can completely discharge one's duties. There is no need to worship various deities or demigods. These various divinities are observed by the mudas, the fools, who are bewildered by the three modes of material nature, tribir gunamayir bhavayir, evi sarvamayam jagat. Such fools cannot understand the real source of everything is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Muvitam Navajanati Mamebhya Paramabhyam. Not being disturbed by the Lord's various features, one should concentrate upon and worship the Supreme Lord. Mame Kam Sharanam Raja. This should be the guiding principle of one's life. End of the purport. Vrindavane Ramanarayati Pasidhipamo Tatrabi Krishna Balarama Subhada Mule Gyanam Param Paramai Krishna Sudharma Chaptam Dandastadeva Prabhupada Namo Namaste Samsara Dukkha Jalada Upaditasya Kama Krodhadi Nakrama Karai Kavalikritasya Durvashana Nikaritasya Narasayasya Chaitanya Chandrama Matehe Padavalambam Jaladara Shashivarno Gobavisha Kishoro Sahachara Gunabrindai Kridamana Vajesho Nataparachitavesho Nilapitam Paradyo Jagadajananahito Ramakrishna Natovasmi Vanchakalpaturubhyas Chakripa Sundavivacha Paditanam Pavinebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So, Prabhupada mentions in the purport about distresses, that the devotee achieves distresses to purify himself. So, a Vaishnava and Vaishnavi have substance. Hey, I only get the slaps I deserve. Sometimes you need a good slap. A good slap helps you out, reforms you, and stuff. There was once a kid that was sentenced to death for committing murder. Before he was taken away, he called his grandmother to come forward. She didn't hear him. So, he called her closer, and then he bit her ear, and he said, "This is your fault. And when I was small, you didn't chastise me, and therefore, you could have prevented this from occurring," like that. So sometimes a good slap is good for you. And actually, the Supreme Lord has to convince the living entity to give up this body and go back to the spiritual world, because material world is all we know. We don't know the spiritual world. So it's interesting stuff. The Supreme Lord has to convince us about it, about going to the spiritual world. He has to come on the heart and convince us. And one Prabhupada said that one should not worship the demigods. One does not have to worship the demigods. Sometimes they come being ordered by the Supreme. Once I was visiting a disciple in South Florida, and then Mangal Devi came in my heart. And there's a joke. You haven't seen your sister in 40 years, you can Google and get her on Facebook. You can Google for any damn thing, and 95% of the time, you get the answer. So my dream broke, and I Googled, who is her? And it turned out to be the name of the tantric Durga deity in Guwahati, Assam, Kamakya. So, Mangal Devi, Durga, who is her? I didn't bribe her. Why did she come? It must be good for her Inam. And Balaram also told her to fix this problem. When I got to Balaram, to Puri Parikrama, then I found out that Mangal Devi is a Karaka, the executor of Balaram's desire. So Balaram did tell her to get, fix this problem. That's interesting stuff. So, is a demigod there or not? It really depends on the pujari of Ahana, that being called nicely or not. All right, maybe he's there. Okay, then give him a good bribe. A devotee is ready to give charanamrita mahaprasadam to anybody. You know, what to speak of a demigod? So if you give some garland, some mahaprasadam, some charanamrita, some deepam, some incense, offered incense, and they go, wow, you're really nice. What can I do for you? And you get your foot in the door. Like that. There's a deity, Gopeshwar Mahadev, which is worshipped to destroy the bodily conception of life. Those that are in male bodies, stuck in male bodies, can worship Gopeshwar Mahadev to become Mancharis. And those who are stuck in female bodies can worship Gopeshwar Mahadev to become coward boys, servants of Krishna Balaram. So, it works. So, he's a little inside. So, I was expecting Yumaneshwar Mahadev as a representative. So I asked the Pujari in Yumana Temple, how old is Temple? 25, 50 years? Not too old, like that. It's interesting stuff. And I was offering to the Govardhan Srila, then I was offering to Yamuna, then I was giving the prasadam to Yamuneshwar Mahadev, like that. Give him a good bribe, put some charan armor like that, and they go, wow, you're really nice, what can I do for you? So we're ready to give prasadam to anybody. Sheesh. Just like book distributors keep hard prasadam to give to anybody, because not everybody will give a donation for a book. So, who fights with a samosa? Who argues with a sweet ball? In 1971, somebody argued with Prabhupada in Cross Maidan, Bombay. That's all right, give him some prasadam. By giving some prasadam, you're already defeated. So the pujaris, Seva Aparad is natural, but if you distribute the Mahaprasadam and Mahaprasadam to anyone, then, and Charanamrita to anyone, then Krishna will tolerate your resistance. That's a trick. Pujari's got that trick. And Krishna will tolerate your existence. Krishna's basically not satisfied with what you give him. He wants what's behind your back. Just like when Krishna manifests the giant form of Govardhan. And all the Vrijavasis, including Krishna and Radha, offered obeisance to the giant form of Radha, Govardhan. So Krishna said, Anior, give more. And basically, Anakukshetra is 3.5 kilometers. The Vrijavasis gave a lot of stuff to the deity. So, but Krishna said, give more. So how can we give more? And so one bridge of us said, I have a quintal of rice in my godown, you know. So then Krishna extended his hand and took that. And then he said, give more. And then Balaram was smart, smart, and brought some tulsi leaves and put it before Krishna. And Krishna took it, trip to his mane, now I'm satisfied. So basically, Krishna's not interested in what he gives you. He wants what's behind your back. So Prabhupada was saying, those who have love, premanjana churita bhakti vilochanena, can serve the Supreme Lord. It's nice. Otherwise, a devotee sees the miseries as coming from Krishna. That's all. And Prabhupada said that some people think that the demigods create and destroy, but it's actually Lord Vishnu does everything. So basically, that's for the karmis. Everybody is better than some and worse than others. Better than the karmis, but worse than the previous acharyas or previous generations of devotees. So, tattenu kampam susumekshamano bhujane bhatmakritam pipakam taravagvibir bididhan namaste jiveta yo mukti pade sadaya bhak. Brahma stuti, which is good for chanting in Purushottamadik mass. Kartik mass, you chant Gopi Gita. That's good. And Purushottamadik mass, which is 16 times. It's the same vrata as Kartik vrata that's 16 times more powerful. You chant Brahma Stuti. And Brahma Stuti is the prayers offered by Lord Brahma. 10th canto, chapter 14. It's good. It's good prayers. So this verse comes from there. Tat tenu kampam susamekshamano. A devotee who goes on suffering the actions and reactions of his previous karma and offers obeisance to the Supreme Lord, he has certainly achieved achieved the result of liberation. This becomes his rightful claim. So actually, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya wanted to change the Sanskrit from Bhukti Pade to Bhakti Pade. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was externally pleased, but he says, you can't change the Sanskrit. So whatever the acharya has written should be put. Just like Some people say the Tulsi Pranam Mantra, Vishnu Bhakti Pradeya Devi, or Krishna Bhakti Pradeya Devi. She's a smart girl. She knows who you're thinking of. My Shalagram, my Giriraj, my Radhakrishna, my Jagannath Baladev Subhadra, my Gurnatai, my Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman. She knows exactly who you're thinking about. You can say Vishnu Bhakti Pradeya Devi and think Krishna Bhakti Pradeya Devi. She gives whatever you need. Prabhupada told Govinda Dasi in 1970 the mantra was Vishnu Bhakti Pradeya Devi. Now, who wrote it? Now, Fakir Mohan Das, the Orya retired 92-year-old Sanskrit, retired professor of Sanskrit from Utkal University, said that there were two Dinakrishna Das in the Orya culture. Which one wrote the bhajan? God knows, you know. It's like that. So one godbrother was saying Krishna Bhakti Pradeya Devi, and I thought, wow, this is good enough. Prabhupada's statement is good enough for our line, but what about the rest? So we need Sanskrit to prove it. And so I asked my Sanskrit disciple to find it, and he couldn't find it. I thought, maybe in Vishnu Purana. He checked in Vishnu Purana. He said, it's a Bengali bhajan, likely. So it means that who knows? Who knows who wrote it? God knows, you know, like that. God knows is a gyata kavita. It means, just like in Padyavali, Rupa Goswami's Padyavali, Garland of Verses, is basically Rupa Goswami's shloka book. 368 verses that he used to quote, and the gyata kavitas are really cool. The kavi thought, Krishna's given the brains to do this. Why should I take credit? Like that. But it means, wow, it's really good. Agyata kavitas are really good. Just like for Janmashtami, Charastakam and Charagraganya Purushastakam is really good for Janmashtami. Who wrote it? Nobody knows. Technically, it's Agyata kavita. When you look at it, the verses, it looks like somebody in Pushti Margi line wrote it. But who wrote it? God knows. So another one, Hari Namastakam is good, but it's an Agyata Kavita. Nobody knows who wrote it, but nobody cares because it's pretty good. So Agyata Kavita means definitely memorize this stuff. It's good stuff. Agyata Kavita means definitely memorize that. So a Vaishnava worships the demigods as servants of Vishnu. Brahma Deva Adigan Tabadasa Aganan. Bhaktivinoda Thakur states in Sharanagati that Brahma and all the demigods, you should consider them to be Krishna's servant. Tuba Gyai Sada Balavan. Your desire is very powerful, you know? So one should consider the demigods as Krishna's servants. And in the universal situation, one should consider them as servants and worship them accordingly. As one, it was described in Krishna Chaitanya Charita Mahakavya that by Jagannatha Pandit, he questioned Murari Gupta, the author, that our Prabhu, Gauranga, has taken the remnants of Mahadeva. And when you consider the curse of Bhrigamuni, in fourth canto said, anybody takes the remnants of this person will become a Paishandi, an atheist. Anybody takes the remnants of Lord Shiva will become an atheist. So then Murari Gupta replied, if you consider Lord Shiva to be a rival of Lord Narayan, then the curse of Bhrigamuni takes effect. Yet if you consider him a Mahavaishnava, Vaishnava Nam Yata Shambhu, it's basically 12th canto, chapter 13, verse number 16, Vaishnava Nam Yata Shambhu, that he is a Vaishnava, then the curse of Bhrigamuni can't take effect. And one can take prasadam. So, if you doubt, just put it in front of the deities and ask them to sort it out. You know, is it offered or not? Just ask them to sort it out. You know, I don't know what's going on. You guys know what's going on. You know, you sort it out. You know, so it's interesting. You can put it in front of the deities and offer it any second time and ask, you sort it out. So, sometimes devotees, they worry that because the Gujaris offer meat to Lord Shiva. So if you doubt it, then offer it yourself. Then you know it's pure. Free from garlic and onion and free from contamination of meat, etc., etc. Then offer it yourself. Then you know it's good. Just like onion and garlic appear to be vegetables. So I doubted that. In 1973, there are two pramanams actually, that the Vaishnavas don't take onion and garlic, but they're vegetables. How is that? So my biology teacher in school said that the onion plant does not have a proper excretory system. That tangy taste you like is the stool of the onion plant. So then I showed him this verse of Bhagavad Gita, 17:10. Yata yam yam gatara syam puti parijatam chayat uchestam apicham edyam bhojanam tamasa priyam. Those are in the mode of ignorance like foods that are putrid, stale, consisting of the remnants of others, like that. Cooked more than 3 hours before being eaten, are like by those. And I showed it to him, he goes, wow, this book is really nice. How much is this book? $5. All my teachers took books, including the principal. He took books. Interesting stuff. So, garlic and onion, what about that? There are two stories. Basically, when Mohini Murti cut off the head of Rahu, fingered by Surya and Chandra, then the blood fell on the ground and produced onion, garlic, and carrots. So some Vaishnavas don't take carrots either, like that. Another one was that Ahalya, Gotamuni's wife, Gotamuni was doing a Gomeda Yajna. He was rejuvenating an old cow into a younger cow. And so his wife, Ahalya, wanted to taste the flesh of the old cow. Her husband caught her. She didn't get away with it. Yet from the white flesh sprung garlic and the red flesh sprung onion. So these are two pramanams. And when I mentioned that to the devotees in Tirupati, then TTD threw onion and garlic out of their chontri, out of their kitchen. That's pretty good. But it goes on down the city, they said, because people like the taste. But it increases the desire for tamasi vritti. So even if you have to take it for medicinal reasons, you know, you take it very short time in capsules only, and like that. And it gives attachment for tamasi vritti, so close it off as soon as possible. Because it's mixed with the amrita, it has anti-medicinal effects. And because it's mixed with the blood of Rahu, it gives tamasi vritti. So, close that off. These are some statements. All right, we'll stop here. We'll open for questions. If you have a question, you have a relationship. And if you don't have a question, where is your relationship? The Sanskrit word manishanam means intelligent. And mano means human being. So if you don't have a question, look in the mirror and ask yourself, am I a human being? The best question is the written question, because it's anonymous. Nobody knows who spoke it. And it helps a person to edit what they're thinking and to stifle any criticism that, why are you asking this question?